Hi, I'm Melinda Poitras, and you're listening to He Said, She Said, the one with books and bros. I am currently obsessed with the butternut cake my mom made while I was away at youth convention. It's my grandmother's recipe, and it is out of this world. I'm grateful for Mark Brown preaching our youth convention and mentioning a young woman who moved to South Dakota and saved the life of him and his wife. He said, "You wouldn't know her name if I mentioned it," and spoke of Danielle Elsie so beautifully. I know Danielle's name. Even if she could hear this, I don't know that she would choose to listen to it in heaven, but I'm proud of you, Danielle. Still so proud of you, every day. You should try going on dates with Jesus. Not like church, not morning devotion time, not interceding for others' time, but hey, Jesus, let's take a walk or get coffee or go for a drive or sit by a lake or meet at a restaurant. It's a different sort of thing, and you should try it. Today, I met him at his house in the middle of the day. We had a chat. I fell asleep in a sunny spot in the balcony. I will not survive without him, so I do not eke by without him. Actually, I do. More often than I care to admit. So yeah, not petitioning him for anything or doing ministry with him or running errands for him, but just being with him. You should definitely try that. June 22nd, 2012. Of risk, relationship, and restoring tractors. Need to know. There's an episode of Friends wherein Joey attempts to read Little Women. The thing about Joey is, when he does not like where a book is going, he puts it in the freezer in order to escape whatever is happening with the plot line. The phrase, "I had to put it in the freezer," became popular in my life. Usually, however, I don't put things in the freezer when plots are going badly, but when things are so happy that I cannot stand it. The movie The Princess Diaries 2 has been in the freezer since 2004. It's funny the things you remember. I still remember playing with one of my friends in Ghana. We were actually trying to figure out how to play the board game Risk, and we had set up the board and were going through instructions when one of the boys in the house, who was new to our community, came over and started exclaiming about how much he loved Risk and how he couldn't believe we were playing it, etc. And another boy came up behind him and proclaimed, "They don't know how to play. They're just making stuff up and playing with the pieces. They're stupid. Come on." And he shoved him out the door. Boys say stuff like that. It's not like my struggles with proving my intelligence or squelching my insecurity can be blamed on this young man or anything. It's just that I still remember that. To this day, I get nervous if I have to play a game of Risk, which, as a side note, I also happen to love. And speaking of Risk and romance, I was reading this novel called What a Girl Wants. Let me break it down for you. Ashley Wilkes Stockingdale has been friends with Seth for a long time. One day, Seth calls to ask her out. She's all excited because he has noticed all the chemistry between them and has finally decided to take things to the next level. She shows up, breathless and hopeful, to this cafeteria-style restaurant, and he opens his mouth to declare his love for a girl she sings with on the worship team. And this girl definitely has a boyfriend. The attractive Dr. Kevin Novak, we will get to know him later, would never look twice at Seth, and is, as these things go, 11 and a half years old. Forget that Ashley is a lawyer and Aaron is a self-defined free spirit, or that Ashley is considerate of everyone's needs and Aaron is flighty, or that Ashley knows Seth's name and Aaron does not. Literally does not know who he is, even though they go to the same church and are in the same small group. Just know that Ashley's pride was hurt a lot, that I was laughing a lot, and that Seth spends the majority of the rest of the book saying things along the vein of, "Are you mad? Do I have a chance with Aaron? Why are you mad? Do you think Aaron would ever consider me? What did I do?" But then Seth shows up on the beach with flowers, and he's all like, "Aaron is cute and sweet, but you are beautiful and real," and tells her that there is no real risk involved in Aaron, but that Ashley is real. And so is the risk. It was at this point that Seth and Ashley kissed, and I almost had to put the book in the freezer. But then Seth was all like, "This is it, Ashley. No one else is coming. You're the best I'm going to get." "Why, Seth? Why?" my bleeding heart inquires as Ashley storms off of the beach. Anne Viscamp, she blogs about how to live your best life, and she talks of a farmer nearing his last days and how he wonders if he should track down his daughter. He's not heard of or seen her in a decade, or if he should maybe spend his final moments in life restoring a tractor. He chooses the tractor. He knew how to do the tractor. Little risk. The daughter, she was all risk. What happened to Seth and Ashley? I am so glad. that you asked. Seth showed up at this wedding she was in, informed her that she deserved the right actions and the right words, and they made out unashamedly on the dance floor of the reception hall. Thank you, Thomas Nelson Publishing. Here's the thing. Relationships, they don't always end like a romance for good novel. Sometimes you get married. Sometimes you stop speaking. Sometimes you make out at a reception. Sometimes you cry so much during Not That Girl at Wicked that your best friend has to slap you. Thank you, Deandra. Sometimes you're glad you're not that girl. Sometimes you turn out to be best friends. Sometimes you're Seth. Sometimes you're Ashley. Sometimes you're Aaron. But mark my words, if it is a relationship, it is risky. You have a choice today. You can cocoon yourself in your own little world. You can do only what is required of you, never going the extra mile. You can work and sleep and work and sleep and work and sleep. Or you can risk for the relationships in your life. Not all of your text messages will be answered. Not all of your efforts will be appreciated. But I guarantee you, your risks will be rewarded. Take it from someone who's learned the hard way. You can't put your life in the freezer.
You've been listening to He Said, She Said, where whether we actually got around to discussing any books or chatting with any bros or not, we are, now and always, so glad you stopped by to listen. We hope your time here cemented the truth found in the best book ever written and deepened your relationship with a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for making space. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place.